There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are looking at some of the stories that might have passed you by.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
We want to talk about phone addiction first of all today, and I've got a song from before mobile phones were even invented that I think is perfect for this. Take that on the show in the afternoon. You can't beat it, can you, Sona?
That's pretty great.
So yesterday we talked about how Simon Cowell has switched his phone off for 10 months. He said it was for his mental health. He said he was so sick of like going into meetings, seeing people glued to their screens. He wanted to step out of that. And he said it's made him a happier person.
Did you hear the Business Breakfast talking about this as well this morning? And also the news today that Apple are actually going to help us kick our addiction to iPhones. At their annual developers conference in San Jose, California, they revealed a series of changes prompted by concerns that electronic devices harm mental health. That echoes Simon Cowell's statement on switching off.
Yeah, so new do not disturb controls. Now, these mean that at designated periods, like at bedtime, for instance, you will be able to set your phone to block all incoming notifications from appearing on the home screen. Now, to be honest, my eyes would be closed in the middle of the night, so it wouldn't really bother me at all if they did. Although there are a lot of people who will have it on their bedside table facing up.
To be honest, I didn't know this wasn't already a feature. They must have changed it because there is a do not disturb control, but maybe that's just for calls and ringing, and this is for actual things popping up on your home screen, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right. There is a do not disturb. I've never used that.
Oh, it's wonderful. Especially like when I was doing the morning shift, I found that I didn't want to get calls after 9 or 10 p.m. And of course, you know, that midnight call that's going to wake you up is going to ruin your morning wake up for the whole day.
No one should be calling you after 10 o'clock at night. In fact, no one should be calling after, I would say, 8:30 is
really?
The cutoff. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
That's no fun.
Just got to give a quick mention to someone who texted me. I just spotted a jam. Pretty sure it was strawberry. Yes! We love those kind of jokes on the ticket. Keep them coming. So with Apple, they are also going to be doing group notifications by topic to make them appear less overwhelming. I don't really understand that, do you?
I think I do. Because, you know, when you have a group with like 20 people in it on WhatsApp, or I guess this would be text, and there's 100 messages when you come back.
Yes.
Maybe it's that. Where they're going to sort of consolidate everything there, I would suppose.
Okay, they're also going to do a weekly breakdown of our usage and allow us to set up limits on the time that we and the children spend on certain apps. Now, I don't think that a grown-up is going to set a limit for themselves on their phone of how much time they can spend on Instagram, for instance, do you, or Pinterest?
You don't think so? I think I would. If I thought I had a problem on any one app.
I want to rebel against myself.
Pinterest I could go down a deep hole with. So I would definitely sort of set a 30-minute alarm. So I'm like, oh, whoa, have I done that?
Ah,
you
so
wouldn't?
It would just be like a little nod just going, You've spent 30 minutes on this now.
Yeah, because think of the times that you've been on your phone and you look up and you're like, wait, it's an hour later.
See,
when did that happen?
That doesn't happen to me because I get a bit of a neck ache. Huh. If I'm on the phone for any more than about 6 minutes looking down, then I'll get a neck ache. So I purposefully don't use the phone. I'll sit on my laptop and do things on my laptop instead. Also, the screen's so small. Even if you've got a big phone, it's just such a small device to work with. I don't get it.
I still think it's such a great move for a lot of people who have this issue.
Although, do you know what I thought when I first saw this story this morning? I thought to myself, people like Apple and Samsung and the big mobile phone players, they must be a little bit worried that people are starting to do a U-turn. For them to even suggest doing this, they must be thinking, hang on, what if people turn against being on their devices all the time? Because we need people on their devices.
It's like they're seeing the trend towards people going back to basic devices.
Yeah, so will these measures that they've taken help you? I don't think they'll help me at all. The company's head of software engineering is a guy called Craig Federighi, and he said that the changes, which will be rolled out this autumn, are in response to something that's been on a lot of people's minds lately. He said some apps demand more of our attention than we might even realize, creating a potent fear of missing out, FOMO.
And in April, Tim Cook, chairman of Apple, also said, "We don't want you using our product all the time. You need to do other things in your life as well, right?"
It's good advice. A couple of comments on this story. Jonathan said, "What a pathetic weaning off function. Any addict will explain what you need is a commitment function, which then lets you choose a length of time you want to be locked out of certain features. Example, mobile data. Ah, oh, that absolutely holds you to it. Now, I would be really mad if I was locked out of my mobile data.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to stand that. Mm. Because what if an emergency comes up? It's well and good to say, you know, this would be a good thing to have generally, but,
and
you
that's
on the one day you need to use it.
That's why it's flexible. That's the whole point of having it.
Right.
Mm.
And also take some accountability, I think.
For your own addiction.
Right. And Finella has also said all phones have a very simple do not disturb function already built in.
You said that.
It's called the off switch. I use mine every night, also on my landline.
Will the new do not disturb controls that stop messages coming in at bedtime and also group notifications by topic, is it going far enough? Is it actually going to help anyone with phone addiction, do you think? Maybe you're listening to this thinking, I'm seriously addicted to my phone, but this is not going to help me. Hey, get in touch today if you would like to. 4001 is our number on the text. You can also use the free Dubai app if you want to tell us. And yeah, if those changes don't go far enough, what would it be that you needed to be less addicted to your phone? We're going to come back and we're going to have more of the stories that you might have missed on the way. A comedian that we love here in Dubai, and pretty much the world loves him too. He's been mugged in broad daylight, doing something that a lot of you are actually probably doing right now.
We went on holiday in half term. I took my family to Dubai. I'm here to recommend Dubai. It's a really nice place. I enjoyed it. But please go in the winter.
Right now, we're taking a quick look at some of the travel and entertainment stories, tenuous links to each, that we might have missed.
So what did I miss? What did I?
I'm going to pull the music right down to minus 60 for this, because this is quite a serious story. One of the world's favourite comedians was mugged yesterday. Did you hear about this? If you didn't hear about it, it's quite a big story.
Where's your bag? Where's your other shoe? And they spring things on you at the last minute. The other day we're going to school, we're nearly out the door. My son's done quite well, actually. He's got his pants on, he's even got his jumper on, he's holding his coat, he's got his bag. We're nearly out the door. He just looks at me and goes, Dad, it's Roman Day.
A lot of parents have had that before. So that was Michael McIntyre there, who's been out to Dubai. He was actually mugged whilst doing the school run yesterday.
Yeah, such a shocking story. I think a lot of parents will shudder when they hear it today. Two masked, hammer-wielding robbers on a smashed the window of his Range Rover in Golders Green in North London, which was stationary at the time as he was collecting his son from school.
They took his wallet. They took his Rolex watch. And when I first read this, I'm thinking, okay, so they're on their moped, they're right next to him, they've smashed the window and just leant through and it's just there for the taking. No, that's not how it happened. He tried to fight off these two guys, a witness said, before then having to obviously rush around to the other side of his car to comfort his 10-year-old son, who was in the car by this point because he'd just collected him from school. It happened in broad daylight at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. It's shocking.
Can't believe that. The person who saw all of it unfold said the guy at the front of the moped started to hit the driver's window about 10 to 15 times. Eventually, it just cracked. He opened the door, got Michael McIntyre out of the car. Michael fell, but he was still trying to put up a fight.
And then within seconds, they were just gone. That is a really scary scenario.
Yeah, it's frightening.
Another witness said there was a lot of people around. They said, I've never seen anything like this before. It seemed as if Michael was the target. There's a lot of celebrities in that area. It's where all the celebs' kids go to school, I guess. And anyone who's kind of affluent in London would send their kids to school in that area. And this guy who was there said that a lot of parents of the school have been targeted in the past.
Well, fortunately, his agent has confirmed there was an incident, but said that he was absolutely fine. Still a very scary thought, though.
It is a really scary story. I hope they catch those guys and they don't manage to mug anyone else. I think we're going to need a change of music for the next story. Sonal, I would like you to put your paperwork down. Laughing over there. This is fight music, right? You know this music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eye of the Tiger, Rocky.
What's the competition?
How are you at spelling?
I used to be so good.
Did you?
Autocorrect has ruined me.
See, I'm quite good at spelling.
Yeah, it's made me really self-conscious, actually.
It's terrible, that, isn't it? Because I wonder if kids are good at spelling anymore because of spell check.
Well, you just don't have to.
I don't have spell check on my computer.
I've thought about, I need to turn it off.
I think
that's the solution.
Totally take it off.
Yeah.
I only did one spell check thing about 6 years ago. I thought I'd play this joke on my dad. So I attempted to do it on my computer because I wanted to do it to his. So every time he wrote thanks, it would say David. Just to annoy him. Anyway, I completely forgot. And my computer does it all the time because I can't work out how to take it off. And it's so annoying. And then he said to me the other day, he said, oh, I've got this problem with my computer. It keeps sending emails to people.
How long ago was this that you changed it?
6.5 years.
What?
Yeah. He says, I've had this problem. He says every time I email someone, it says it's from David at the bottom. Anyway, back to spelling.
Right.
Did you ever see the movie about the spelling bee?
Which movie?
There was a movie they made about little kids all competing in a spelling bee, and it was adorable. This must be about 5 years ago now.
Oh, it doesn't ring a bell.
Big movie. It was super cute. Anyway, the spelling bee is back. EW Scripps National Spelling Bee is nearly 100 years old, and a 14-year-old boy called Karthik Nemni, he's just been crowned champion. And I read it and I thought, oh, that would be amazing when you're 14 years old. To be a champion of anything would be good. But the word that sealed the deal for him was koinonia, which means a Christian fellowship or body of believers. And I thought you could give this a go today.
Oh, boy.
On spelling it. So,
just as I confess that my spelling has gone downhill.
Koinonia.
Okay. K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A.
She's won the championships!
Woo!
Yeah, that's amazing. You got it right. Oh, well done. Karthik won when Nesa Modi, who is a 12-year-old girl, messed up the spelling of a word that, I mean, I don't know about you, but I use this word regularly. It means state of consciousness or a feeling devoid of sensory components. It's obviously Bewusstseinslage. So I thought you could give that a go.
I think it's your turn, actually, Steph.
I've got it in front of me. It wouldn't work. Have you seen it?
I haven't memorized the spelling. I'm definitely not going to give this a go.
You're out then. But you know what's really nice about this story? So little Karthik, he's 14, he was a wild card because they have to do little bees in the regions and the counties around first to see who's the best at spelling in that area.
Right.
So everyone who wins that then goes through to the final. Now they get to the final and they go, do you know what? This year we're going to have another 200 people.
So how did he enter? He just entered on the spot on the final day?
No, he was in his little county final, but he wasn't good enough. Now, do you know who he lost to in his final?
Tell me.
It was only Nesa who he beat in the overall final.
What?
Yeah.
Nail-biter.
I love it. So yeah, little Nesa is back in her bedroom listening to Reverend and the Makers on repeat. Not a champion of the world, I'm afraid.
To be fair, I feel like she got a harder time of it than he did with those words.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
I guess. Yeah. Ah, it's all in just the luck of the draw, isn't it? But after his win, he did say, which, bless him, it's so cute, he said, Nesa deserves the trophy just as much as me, if not more than I did.
Aww.
It's a little Karthik, well done. You are a little gentleman. So moving on to more of the stories that you might have missed whilst you were sleeping or whilst you were just busy at work this morning. The video that everyone's talking about today... Have you seen the video that everybody is talking about?
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words.
This is so good. India's Dancing Uncle. Have you seen it?
I haven't, but I want to.
Just Google it now with your sound off.
Yeah.
And have a little look. It is this song, an 80s Govinda number, that Sanjeev Srivastava is dancing to at a wedding. The crowd are going crazy for him. And I'm not surprised because he is an amazing man. His wife is there dancing as well. And she has got such a wonderful kind of proud of my husband look on her face behind him. Sanjeev is an electronics professor. He has got the sickest moves I've ever seen pulled at a wedding.
Oh, wow. Look at that head move.
I've never been to an Indian wedding. If this is what they're like, I'm going to start paying to go to Indian weddings. So this is just incredible.
I'm going to admit I've been to a number of Indian weddings and I have never seen this.
Isn't he amazing?
Oh, he's doing like a slow-mo walk.
You have to see this video today. I've put it on the Dubai Eye Facebook page. Go and have a look. It's absolutely brilliant. I've watched it 4 times now. I watched it on my own in the booth upstairs when I was bouncing this audio in the background into the computer today. And I just could not help but smile. It is the video that's going to make you smile this afternoon.
Oh, for sure.
Celebrities on Twitter have been giving Sanjeev a lot of love because this has gone viral. When I watched it last night, it had something like 91,700 views. 91.7K. That's which is unreal, isn't it?
Remarkable.
To one day, which was about 5 days ago now, be at a wedding, and then 5 days later, to rise to this fame on the internet. It's huge. And off the back of this, he's actually been appointed as a brand ambassador of his hometown municipality in Madhya Pradesh. Bollywood actors Arjun Kapoor and Anushka Sharma have both commented on this. Arjun Kapoor tweeted, "I can see pure happiness on Sanjeev's face when he dances, and this pure joy is what we actors and performers crave when we let loose in front of the camera. The ability to make others want to dance by just looking at you is an acquired skill. Keep the moves flowing, sir." And it does make you want to dance.
So I'm obviously just looking at this now as we speak, and the one thing that's striking me is his expressions. Just he's doing these old school Bollywood sort of very filmy expressions, and I think that's what makes it so joyful.
And I think if you've got anyone in your life that you really love, when you see the look on his wife's face, it's that look of, that's my husband. Like, it's just so cute.
So cute.
And over the last 4 days, Sanjeev has been a really busy man. He's appeared on lots of TV shows. He's even performed his dance routine live on TV again. It's so cute. He says, "I dance with my children at home every Sunday to keep in touch with it." He loves his dancing.
That's sweet.
So if you do one thing today online, I would go and watch that video if I were you. You can find it on our Facebook page if you're looking for it very quickly.
And then learn the dance, of course.
And then learn the dance.
Yeah.
You tempted?
Steph, well, I mean, we could do this together.
We should maybe do that. If we were more committed to our jobs, we would definitely do
probably.
That. We probably won't do it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.